My guest at this time is Randy Riddle. He's the U.S. Director for Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, headed by Franklin Graham, son of the famed evangelist Billy Graham. Operation Christmas Child, as we've profiled for a number of years now, asked people to simply fill a shoebox full of gifts for a child in a deprived part of the world. And Randy, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, it's a privilege to come back to speak with you every year, Greg. Thank you for covering our story.
Absolutely. And I know I just gave a very thin sketch about what Operation Christmas Child's all about, so go ahead and give our listeners some more details about what you're all about.
Well, thank you. Operation Christmas Child is a very simple program that celebrates this season of Christmas this year and every year, where we ask our donors and your listeners to find an empty shoebox and take it to a local store and fill it with school supplies and hygiene items, hard candy. We look for a toy for a little boy or a little girl, maybe a baby doll for a little girl. And we ask our donors to place a letter inside the shoebox and a photograph, and then send that shoebox gift, we call it a shoebox gift, to Samaritan's Purse. And the Samaritan's Purse will take that gift and deliver it to a needy child living in a third world country somewhere around the world. This year, we plan to go to more than 100 countries. And, Greg, this is the largest Christmas project in the world. And we look and seek to deliver 8.5 million of these shoebox gifts this year. Also unique to our program is that we look to share the gospel with each child that receives one of these shoebox gifts and share the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ and his life and death and resurrection and his plan for our salvation.
I know that each year you try to get to as many countries as possible, but sometimes the focus changes. Which areas of the world are you focused on this year?
Last year we were very focused on Haiti and the tragedy that happened with the massive earthquake and the hurricane that followed and the health epidemic. We let all of that area settle down a little bit and then delivered a message of hope in a Christmas gift through Operation Christmas Child this past year. This year, we're more focused on the general program, reaching out to more than 100 children, but also focused on our discipleship program, where we follow up our shoebox gifts and introduce children again to Jesus Christ and get them more firmly founded in their faith. Our discipleship program is a 12-lesson program, and it firmly establishes children in their faith and then teaches them to reach out to other children with the love of Jesus Christ as well. And so we're very focused on raising our awareness of our discipleship program that goes alongside of these shoebox gifts.
We're talking with Randy Riddle of Operation Christmas Child. And Randy, you mentioned things that should go in the box. There are things that should not go in the box too, right?
That's correct. There are a few items that we would like you to avoid when you're packing a shoebox gift. We avoid war-torn items. We avoid items that might break and cause harm to a child. We avoid used items, and we avoid things that might spill and damage the entire box or other boxes. We also avoid perishable foods. And so if you can avoid those things, most other things are good to go for as long as they're appropriate for children. We ask our donors to choose an age category for their child recipient, either 2 to 4, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14, and you can choose whether or not you're sending your gift to a boy or a girl. So this is a very personal project, very personable and personalized.
Randy, I certainly want to keep the focus on the program, but the program did make the news not that long ago when the Air Force Academy was accused of religious intolerance by promoting to its cadets that they should be part of this operation, that it was considered proselytizing, and you mentioned there's a Christian message. How did your organization respond to that?
We didn't respond. In fact, we just watched this, and we certainly support the efforts of those cadets who want to share the love of Jesus Christ with these children. We make no excuse and no hidden agenda here. We do share the love of Jesus Christ with every shoebox gift, but it's without condition. As a follower of Jesus Christ myself, I want others to know the reason for my hope and the reason for my joy that's founded in the love of Jesus Christ. And so that's the heart of those cadets that were participating in Colorado Springs, and we believe that they found an opportunity and an avenue to participate through the chaplaincy program. And so we're very supportive of anyone who wants to participate in Operation Christmas Child. And these gifts, again, are delivered with the gospel message, but with no strings attached.
One of my favorite parts of our conversation every year, Randy, is your description of what it means to these kids when they open these gifts, kids who a lot of times have virtually nothing and sometimes literally nothing, to know that they got this gift, that it's all for them, and that somebody that they don't even know gave it. What is that experience like for you? What's it like for them?
Well, it's very difficult for us as Americans to imagine never receiving a gift before. It's very difficult for most Americans to imagine living on a dirt floor or under a thatched roof, or very difficult for us to understand a family income of $30 or less a month. And so those are some of the realities in some of the areas of the world where we deliver these shoebox gifts. I know, Greg, that if you do something kind for me, it certainly makes me happy and provides a moment of joy. But if you do something kind for my children, I'm overjoyed. And can you imagine the impact of a simple shoebox gift full of new toys? We have children who have received these gifts who are overwhelmed by the amount of items inside the shoebox, who have picked out a pencil or a marker and returned the box thinking that surely the whole box was not for them. We've seen children delight and express their joy over receiving something, anything that's new, that they've never smelled the smell of something new before. And so this is our joy. We are blessed to be the givers and on the giving side of this program for sure. And the receiving side of this program also is very blessed. We speak to children now who are living inside the United States who received gifts years ago. They tell us of the impact that these little shoebox gifts have had on their lives, changed their lives. When they've never received hope or joy living in an orphanage, no one has expressed love before to them, to know that there's an expression of love that someone in the United States had remembered them is an indelible mark on their spirit that they'll never forget.
Real quickly, Randy, I know we're in Thanksgiving week here, so time is short to get it all in and get those out by Christmas. How can folks take part?
By packing their shoebox gift and mailing it to our headquarters, and I'll give that a website address in just a moment. But also, Greg, a new program for Operation Christmas Child is a Build-A-Box Online program where your listeners can go online and pack a shoebox. You can literally choose the items that you would like to go inside your shoebox gift and upload a photograph, upload a letter for the recipient child, and Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child volunteers will pack that box for you and will deliver these shoebox gifts to a child living in need overseas. So it's not too late to participate. Our Build-A-Box program will be online between now and the end of the year. So go to SamaritansPurse.org. It's Samaritan's Purse, like the Good Samaritan, SamaritansPurse.org, and Build-A-Box online.
Randy, it's a great program. Happy to profile it again. Thank you, sir, very much. And can't wait to hear the stories from your experiences with the kids this year.
Great privilege, Greg. Thank you again for covering our stories. Thank you to your listeners for participating every year. We're excited to share the joy of this program with them.
Randy Riddle is U.S. Director of Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse. Again, learn more about it and take part in the program online at SamaritansPurse.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.